Sundry, with one member of council opposed. A local business's second request to change the scope of previously approved grant funding has been given the green light. During a special meeting of council held on July 15 and attended in person by all members, Linda Nelson, Chief Administrative Officer, presented a recap of the file. In 2023, Suds and Sundries had been approved for $5,000 that was intended to go toward a storefront improvement in the form of a front awning on the building located at 107 Center Street North, said Nelson. In January of this year, council approved a request submitted by the owners and grant applicants, Deb and Tom King, to extend the use of those funds to this spring, she said. The applicants have since submitted another request to alter the original intention to use the funds for an awning to instead build a rooftop extension that would match the structure adjacent to this parcel, she said. Additionally, the change of scope also includes the installation of three new signs to better identify the businesses located in the building: Sud's Laundromat, The Clothier, and My Sister's Closet. Administration's recommendation was to approve the request, with the alternate option refuse it. Cown. Todd Dahlke moved to approve the request. Cown. Jamie Marr presented the lone dissenting opinion on council and explained her reasons why. I am really uncertain and disappointed that we're getting another request from this organization to modify, amend, revise, change, Marr told her colleagues. Anyone that has written a grant understands that there's deadlines. You write it, and you're approved or not approved, she said. This is a grant, it's $5,000 that was taken away from other people back in the year that it was approved, she said, adding, the change of scope, in my opinion, is enough to warrant a new application. I'm not in favor of this. Speaking in favor of the motion, Mayor Richard Warnock said the intent of the grant program in part is to enhance a more standardized aesthetic that is more appealing to the public. It does improve the appearance and stock of our downtown core, said Warnock. The motion carried with only Marr opposed.